Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, look who's on the phone with us right now. It's singer, songwriter, record producer, superhero, Maren Morris. Hi, Maren.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're great. How are you doing today? You're coming to Connecticut on Thursday, and I can't wait to see your show.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited. It's actually our first show of this whole fall run that we've been in rehearsals for the last couple of weeks. So you guys are the first to see it.
So since it is the first show of the fall run, what is the costuming and wardrobe going to be for the new season?
I did a ton of like very sparkly neon costumes for the spring tour portion. And so I feel like for the fall, it's a lot more, I don't know, autumnal and fashiony. So I'll be turning some looks out.
You're gonna do like a nice burnt orange?
Yeah, I'll be dressed as a pumpkin.
Hey, one of the things that I love about everything you do is you do a lot of collaboration with female artists, both those who are very well known and up and coming. So I feel like there's a story behind that, that it's obviously something very important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a girl's girl at heart. I've always had, you know, really close friends that are women. And I think, you know, some of my favorite conversations that have opened me up in my adulthood have been with like women that I really love and respect. So, and I also grew up on so many, you know, amazingly powerful singer-songwriters who were females. And so, you know, now that I'm headlining, I really, with this year of, you know, Girl, the record that I put out and the single, I wanted to bring out just some girls that I'm a huge fan of, and kind of give them a stage to sing on before our show. So I had Cassidy Pope and Raylan join me in the spring, and then this fall I have out Haley Witters, who's an amazing up-and-coming singer-songwriter, as well as Cassie Ashton, who's just a really, you know, sassy, amazing presence on stage and very soulful. So there's something for everybody, and I'm just so excited for my fans to get to see these girls kind of for the first time on tour. So I'm excited to bring them out, and then I'm going out this fall and opening some dates for Miranda Lambert. So it's sort of the year of women for me as in a musical context.
Are you prepared for what Miranda Lambert brings? Because she brings the party. I understand she actually brings it in her purse.
I mean, we're both from Texas, so I think I can throw down with the best of them.
Maren, your song, The Bones, it's an absolutely wonderful song, you know, and it's a great allusion to, you know, the bones of a house as, you know, a relationship. I saw something that you said. It was about you were at a really great point in your relationship with your then fiance, now husband. Is it still like that when you hear the song now, or is it like any old house, it takes some settling? You know, sometimes there's some nail pops, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we have been together for 4 years and married for just over one. But I feel like in the first year of just dating someone and being in love, I feel like you figure them out and you pretty much know everything about them. I feel like the challenge is, you know, sustaining that love through the years and allowing it to grow and shift and, you know, hopefully evolve together. Also, like, you know, one of my favorite Dolly Parton quotes about marriage is, you know, the secret to a good marriage is stay gone. Ryan and I both being artists that tour, I think that, you know, as much, it allows us to miss each other when mm-hmm. we're on the road.
Is there a line that you won't cross as a songwriter when it comes to writing about your personal experiences, both with your husband or with your girlfriends? Because a lot of singer-songwriters will just put it all out there.
And they'll lose some friends.
Well, I mean, like, we argue and fight like any other couple, but I definitely think that I would never intentionally want to put a song out or write a song to hurt the other. Being an artist and a songwriter is that some of it is completely by the book real, and some of it is your imagination. And so I think that we both understand that.
So should we or should we not expect a song that says stop leaving your underwear on the bathroom floor?
Who knows at this point? He's notoriously guilty of that. So.
Maren, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about your name. It's a very unique name. I don't know many other folks with the name Maren. And my wife and I, we recently had a daughter last year, and we named her a unique name. And I go back and forth on the fence about it. Did you have that issue? And was that something that you had, you know, that you were angry with your parents about? Or was it you're all good with it because it's a beautiful, unique name?
No, I think in the end, it's really, really special to have something unique. A lot of people ask me, you know, if it's a stage name, you know, Maren Morris, and I'm like, no, my mom just thought Maren was a cool name. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to this day, I still get it misspelled and mispronounced. And, you know, I mean, Luke Bryan's dad this past weekend at the festival we were both on was calling me Marilyn. So, it's like, I think ultimately it's cool to have a unique name.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming to Hartford on Thursday. We can't wait to see the show, and your latest single, The Bones, is absolutely beautiful. Maren Morris, thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you guys. I'm excited to come to Connecticut on Thursday and play for y'all.